You like whatever.
Hey, we got an entrepreneur here in the house today. We got Shamila here. Mm-hmm. You know, she got a few things going on. We're gonna give her a little hand clap. You know, to welcome her to a fifth or something. You know, my boy Blue is MIA. I'm just joking. He had a trip he had to make. He's always jet setting somewhere. He's always gone. So I miss you, Blue. We'll see you in a couple of days for sure. But anyway, so hey, we're gonna cheers to a good show. All right. You ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm gonna break the ice real quick. Think about it. Tell me something that you are afraid of, like something that's weird that you are afraid of. Like me, I'll tell you a couple of things. Balloons freak me the fuck out. Is there like something that you are afraid of like that?
Probably like spiders. No.
I said something weird. That is a generic thing.
No, it's not generic because that's like the main thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking something weird. Like I'm also afraid of a bullet flying in through the ceiling and it's gonna kill me or something like that.
What I found out recently is I'm afraid of the dark.
Me too.
I didn't know that. So me moving into the place I'm moving into.
Right.
It is a studio loft. Okay. So it's very open and it's very like your bedroom's there, your living room's there.
It's just a wide open space.
Yeah. Right. But before it was like, you know, I always lived in multi bedrooms. So I would always have to keep my TV on or keep a certain light on and I was always scared. So I would never leave.
Before or now?
Before.
Okay. So you've always been afraid, just didn't know.
Yeah, so I didn't know. So I will always sleep in the living room because
with a whole bedroom over there.
Yeah, it was more open and it was by the door.
All right.
But I will sleep with the TV on because that gave me security. I have to have everything off and the dark, and it feels good.
But you're not but that's the dark, so you're not afraid of it.
No, I'm not anymore, no.
Wait, I thought you just said you were afraid of it.
I was. No, yeah.
So you found out now that you're no longer afraid of the dark.
Yeah, I guess I conquered that fear, maybe.
High five. How'd you do that? Because I'm still afraid of the dark. But you know what? Let me tell you something. If the room is dark, it can be pitch black. I just need to see one little speck of light. Like the fire. Mm-hmm. Thingy, how it has the little light that'll blink. I have to see that light. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When you're in a dark room, does it feel like you can't breathe? Have you ever been in a room and you're like,
I've probably gotten that feeling before.
Yeah, it's
but I just don't feel that now. I think it's like it could be multiple things, but I just feel so at peace when I go to sleep. Because and then also I have like I actually have my own little light, so I have a big window.
Right. And so you get some natural light. Yeah. So you probably get some good moonlight too.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's also what it is.
Yeah, because it's not dark. Yeah. But that's not dark. Now take your ass in the closet.
But then it's
and wake up on accident in that dark motherfucker.
But when I first moved there, it was like I couldn't even do that.
What with the like a window open?
Yeah, even with the natural, I couldn't do that first. I'm like, I couldn't do it. But
nothing, just and it's just complete silence. See that? I couldn't sit there with nothing. Like that would bother me.
Why?
I don't know. Like, what about driving down the road? When you drive down the road, do you have to?
Because where you live out, there's a lot of traffic. When you keep your windows open, you hear stuff, right?
Right. Right.
So does that not put you to sleep? Is it too much?
Well, I don't normally do that though. I sleep with the television on all night.
But have you tried not to?
Yeah.
With the window dark. Open?
But it's dark. I don't like the dark.
You have a lot of windows here.
I know.
You not get like any of that light in?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get all sorts of shit that comes in through here. Have you ever, so you know whenever you put the location into your GPS, right? You put an address in there, and I'm going here. And it has the time at the bottom. I'll just say it'll say like 12:08 is your arrival time. Do you ever try to race that time to see if you can beat it?
Yes, I do all the time.
Me too. Why do we do that?
I don't know. I just have the I think it's competitive. I just have the urge to be competitive against myself.
Me too. Know. I'm like, I'm about to win this.
Especially when I tell someone I'm going to be somewhere at a certain time.
Right. You try to beat her before that?
Earlier, yeah. So.
Well, that I don't do. I don't try to do that. I don't care about.
I actually love to be late.
But I
hate to lie.
You love to be late, but you are never late. You'd be early. Ooh, I love this.
No,
you just said that.
I hate to be late, but I love to be late.
Okay. You hate to be late.
But I love to be
late. But you love to be late. You're always early, but you're always late. That sounds like a fucking riddle.
Dibble dibble dop dop cock a doodle doo. Grum 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 choo choo choo. Boom boom splat splat tick tick tock. Sizzle sizzle blurp blurp knock knock knock. A slurp and a whisper and a fish kiss too. Mr. Brown can do it, man. How about you?
But yeah. You know what? I won't say I hate to be late because I actually love to be late. I do not like to be anywhere on time. If you come to my house, I will probably be like, you know what?
Why are you on time? Would you be mad if someone would?
Yes. Why are you here early?
You're like, we were supposed to meet at 8.
I tell you to be here at 7, why are you here at 7?
What time do you want me to be here? Is that why your ass was late today? Because you told me what time originally. Shit, I don't even know what time you was. You were looking for it.
Yeah, it was my car. I tell you, literally, I went down in my car and I came right over here. But I could have sworn I was in my house on my phone. But I thought.
Yeah, you were. Weren't you? Weren't you talking to me?
Probably in my car.
Oh. You know, you may not have even been there.
Yeah, I told you I was coming.
Right. Yeah.
I wasn't here. But I thought I was on my phone, so.
Have you ever been looking for your phone and it's been like in your pocket or some shit like that?
I've been looking for my phone and I've been on the phone.
I'm not going to even say shit about it.
I'm like, on the phone. Mom, you know, let me find my phone.
All right, girl, I'll talk to you later. All right.
Exactly. Let me call you. Oh, here it is. Find my phone.
Girl, I found it. So let me ask you something. If you could go back 24 hours every single day for like the next 25 years, what day would you go back to and why?
Probably like when my grandmother was alive, maybe the day I seen her before, because the day I seen her was probably the happiest she was.
Oh, so you would go back for someone else's happiness, not yours?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's a very unselfish thing to do, because I mean, most people would want to do something for themselves.
It is, but it's because of what happened.
All right, well then that's nice of you. Because me, I wouldn't go back for anybody. I mean, if I go back, I'm going back for something that I would want to do.
And in the moment, being with them at that moment
would make you happy.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. That, but again,
I can't think of anything else because I feel like my thing is I never go back to like, oh, change this intention, because everything happens for a reason.
Okay.
We create our own, how everything ends or our own sacrifice, everything. We create that ourselves. So,
but you know what? I don't know how much I'm going to believe on that, because I do believe that things happen for a reason and they happen a certain way. You know, because when I was younger, I had an incident that happened that could have completely changed my whole life. My life could have been completely different over one thing.
But what changed that was a choice. And that's what's a
guy. But it wasn't a choice. My choice, the choice that I wanted to make, would have fucked up my whole life. It would have fucked up my life.
But what didn't?
My dad said, nope, we're about to have dinner. And I said, okay. Walked back in the room and I said, we're about to have dinner, so I'm not gonna go. I have no idea why my dad was there, but he was there. And I did not go with him because daddy said no. Maybe an hour or two later, they're on the news going to jail because they shot and killed an off-duty cop that was chasing behind them.
Made the choice to shoot them.
They did, but
and then your dad made the choice to stop you from going.
But it was not my choice.
but everyone's choice, like the people that you have in your life, their choices matter to you too. If you go with someone and you guys rob someone and they make a choice to kill them, not you, what are your charges?
Well, I don't know.
Hi, I'm Saul Goodman. Did you know that you have rights? The Constitution says you do, and so do I. I believe that until proven guilty, every man, woman, and child in this country is innocent. And that's why I fight for you, Albuquerque.
Better call Saul. Saul Goodman, attorney at law.
Well, I don't know. Well, because I'm telling. I'm going to tell.
Are you? No, but what are your choices?
You don't want to do it. You don't want to commit a crime with me.
But what I'm saying is, if I shoot... And like, and it doesn't if I but if you didn't choose to
slow down
snitch
right you my charges would be the same as yours. I mean, and I'm sure they would
or
be
similar or be like, oh, assistant to the murder, you know, something. But
but my charges would be less though.
That's also included in the people you surround yourself with, because if they make bad choices, that includes you too.
But that's not true, because I surrounded myself with these people and I didn't do anything wrong.
You chose not to go with them.
But I wanted to.
So
I would have. What I did was I obeyed, because I obeyed my father.
You didn't surround yourself with them because
they're my best buddies.
Yeah. So you said I'm going to choose to step outside of that because I'm choosing my family. Okay. So I'm going to choose otherwise. Y'all doing some bullshit.
Anybody I wanted like, to go do the bullshit,
family,
though.
Family, P.S., I'm out. But you didn't do it, though.
I know, but I wanted to so bad.
But you didn't do it.
I know
so
it.
So you chose. So you chose right.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth.
You chose to listen. So everything is a choice.
Okay.
Everything is a choice. You control your own life.
Well, I get you. I get you. Look at you up there trying to sound all educational and shit. Hey, you know mermaids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are there man mermaids?
Yeah.
What are they called? Mermaids?
Merman.
Maybe they're called, mermaids. I don't know. Who made the names for these people? That's what I want to know.
You know what? Thinking of who made the names for these people, who made up words and how the fuck did they know what they were talking about? I think they should be called...
Why are they called maids, though?
Okay, but if it's a maid, why wouldn't it be... So the male part of a maid is a butler, right? So would they be mer-butlers? So we got mermaid and mer-butlers.
You got something going on right there. I don't know.
You like that? Maybe we,
like them, or,
but I don't know. But,
no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't be a mer-butt.
I can't hold my breath that long, eh? Like, to be honest, I think I'm more like man than mermaid, like a man mer. Although in saying that, I'm not really that sure because I don't even have a penis.
Merman.
What does that mean?
I don't know where it came from. I should.
We're going to have to put that...
I love
we're gonna
to, like...
We're going to have to figure that out. You do these networking events, don't you?
Yeah.
Each month, you do them each month, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? You want to talk about
yeah,
it? You want to talk about it for a little bit?
Mm-hmm. So
I sure do, I guess.
Yeah. What a group of people.
This is just one of the things you dap in. Like you just said, this is what a group of people.
Yeah, we just started, but the last one was last month. We're doing another one. Last Wednesday of the month.
Last Wednesday. Okay. Yeah. So you got to start letting me know each time so we can talk about it. We came. We had fun.
It was fun. Be able to network with people and just kind of and basically do more so exercises to kind of help businesses and people come together. Like I feel like we don't work together.
Right.
And then a lot of it is trust.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to bring people together that we can all trust each other, work together, do business together, and just be able to flourish without having like the havoc of like people doing you wrong and just.
Right. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
All the hate.
Hate. Oh, you deal with a lot of that. Just I've dealt with.
Have you had to deal with that with any friends yet?
Friends and family.
Okay, how does it affect you friend wise?
Just cut them off.
But how easy is that for you to do?
It's not. because these are people you've known your whole life.
Right.
So even with family, I had to cut family off. I have to, and I'm thinking about cutting even more people off because you start to see the jealousy in people. And
but why is that? You know,
they're just not happy with themselves and they don't want to see other people doing better. Sometimes even if you're doing something that they don't even want to do, they just don't like to see you win because they're not feeling happy in whatever they're doing in life.
Was that
they're
not satisfied. Mm-hmm. Did it just, was that just?
I don't know. Maybe it was something else.
I'm sorry. But no. But, and I think that you're, I mean, not I think, you're 100% right. And I don't know why though. Like, and you know, and the thing is that because something, I'm kind of going through, well, not kind of, I'm 100% going through something like that. At least I think, I don't know, because I don't know why the friendship broke up. I've had a friendship that was over, shit, I'm going to say over 30 years long. And it just ended.
Why?
I don't know.
No, but what happened that ended?
I don't know. Like, I'm not joking.
There was something that happened.
I don't know.
If you say what happened leading up to it, you have to look at your whole situation, your whole relationship with that person. Sometimes we have people around us that do not root for us, but we don't know that.
Yeah, and that's what I don't understand.
Label them as what we want to label them.
Listen,
you're labeling someone based off what you feel.
Well, right.
But not
right.
Who they truly are, though.
Well, because I guess you are blinded by something.
Sometimes
because,
like, you're like, oh, this is my best friend, blah, blah, blah. But the whole time, your best friend don't even like you. They hating on you. And they even show you. Other people see it. You don't even see it.
That would really kill me if that was the case for real in this
and it does.
Situation.
And it kills a lot of people. And it's very hurtful. I've been there. It's very hurtful. Sometimes you have to look back and see certain things. And when you open your eyes to what who you truly are and what you're meant to be, you start to see people for who they are.
Man, see, I mean, that eats me up. I mean, because, I mean, like, and still today, I mean, I truly love this person. You know what I mean? Because he was, like, my brother. Well, I mean, I have no choice.
I don't know if it's me. Sometimes I'm like, damn, do I even have a soul or a heart? But sometimes is my detachment.
I
can let go. I don't have attachment issues, and yeah. I don't see how people can have that.
Well, see, I don't think
my misunderstanding about other people, but
well, see, I didn't think that I did either. But it's just, I guess, because I just didn't. I never thought this friendship would.
It doesn't mean it's an attachment issue, but yeah.
Well, because I didn't think that this friendship would ever end. You know what I mean? I thought this was something, like, I thought we were going to die together. You know what I mean? Like we would have, I don't know. I mean, it just bothered me, you know, big time, that whole situation. And I don't even know how we got talking about that.
I don't know either.
Let me ask you something stupid. I mean, let's flip it up a little bit.
I don't do stupid questions.
Come on now. Let me give you a stupid question. Since we were talking about words earlier, I want to go back to these words. So, what if we had to talk in alphabetical order with everything we said?
That'd be so dope, huh?
You think so? If you think it's just dope, do it now.
No,
say your next 10 sentences.
Because I'm not used to it.
Though. I'll wait.
No, listen. If that's the only thing is, like, you see things that are foreign to you, like, I don't know how I can do it. You see things. We see things all the time. We have internet.
Right.
Everything is foreign. So we say, oh, this don't look right. But to them, it is perfect. And it's, I love this. I love this. There's lightning outside. It is, yeah. All right. So we see it.
Are those cameras, remember?
Oh, they
taking pictures.
Paparazzi.
I said paparazzi.
I didn't even know.
Paparazzi. Not the paparazzi. Just wave at everybody. Hey, y'all. I know. Yeah, we're talking. No, but I'm sorry. But yeah.
So what was I saying?
I don't know. I mean, we were talking about the alphabetical order. If you had to talk in alphabetical order.
Oh,
you were talking about how you are so used to things.
No, because we wouldn't even notice. The thing is,
you think it'd just be natural.
Yeah, because that's the way we've been talking.
So what if you had, okay, so if you had to say everything in alphabetical order, do you have to go all the way to Z?
Yeah.
Every sentence has to go from A to Z?
That's what it's allowed, yeah.
Yeah.
If that's our language, You have to have some of it in it.
We would just have to
so
do it.
So there's going
to
be some Z's, Z, Z, Z.
We wonder what every word in and Z. Hey, good night, Z. Every word. Everything. That'll be crazy.
And then it'll be so natural to us. We yeah, we'll just be it's weird. It. But other people will probably look at us and say, yo, that's weird.
Okay, you know what?
Just like we look at other things and say, that one, don't.
We're going back to words again. Hey, what's the one word that's always spelled incorrectly in every dictionary?
I don't know.
Dang, you didn't even try.
Because there's so many on my list. That's my list. My list is long.
Of words that... all the words are spelled incorrectly, if you ask me.
Exactly.
Incorrectly is the word that's spelled incorrectly in the dictionary.
Incorrectly?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't know how many C's, how many N's, how many I's.
No, the word incorrectly is the word incorrectly.
That's what I'm saying, because you don't know how many C's, how many N's, how many I's.
You're not getting it.
No, the word incorrectly.
Yeah, it's the only word in the dictionary that's spelled incorrectly.
Incorrectly has
it's spelled
C's.
The right word. It's spelled incorrect.
But you have C's, you have N's, you have I's. I don't know how many C's, how many N's. That's what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying, and that's why. And I'm telling you the reason why it is spelled incorrectly.
No, it's spelled incorrectly because that's the word. The word is incorrectly. Okay. Hey, if your friend had an ugly baby, would you tell your friend? Or how would you tell your friend? What would you say to them if they had an ugly baby?
No babies are ugly.
Shit.
No babies are ugly.
There are some ugly babies.
Maybe you.
I wasn't ugly. I was beautiful.
At a certain point, they're gonna be cute. So you're not lying.
So what would you?
There's a cute stage to everything. So,
but that would be later on. So if someone walks up to you and they have this ugly ass little baby. What would you say?
I'd say, hey.
Look at that little outfit.
Precious. Aww. I like the outfit. You compliment everything outside the looks.
Everything outside the baby's looks.
Oh, look at him.
Look at that piece of hair.
That's a compliment right there.
Bitch, I finally had the baby.
You had the baby? Let me see.
Huh, look.
Oh my God, why do the baby look like that? Okay, don't laugh. Just come up with an excuse. Get out of here.
Here he, unique. I'm actually about to go. My mama baking chicken. And I gotta start the grill for her.
What would you spend all of your money on if you had to spend all of your money?
On land.
Good answer, mama.
If I'm going to purchase land and build a community, we're going to build a garden, we're going to be sustainable, we can help each other out.
So you want to build a community?
Community.
Well, why don't you do it? Can you not do it? I think you can.
Yeah.
I think you can, you know, because...
I'm not saying I can't, because it's going to happen.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, I believe that 100%. You know, and you a shoo-in in the family right now. You're a member of the 13th grade, so sorry, you got to... You under the umbrella now, so you are covered, and we will protect you.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got dark robes on and shit.
I'm like, I don't know if I want to go. No, but thank you for coming on the 5th or something.
All right, thank you, and your dog.
Yeah, he didn't move the entire time. You had to force him down.
He's taking him home now.
No, he gonna stay here.
It's good to know someone has your back.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll say it, girl, you know, you let me know. You know, I got y'all, I got you, this is and that.
Yeah.
And you will mention, I got y'all. And it's good. It's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially being, like, if you're a single woman, living by yourself.
Right.
It's good to know you have someone that truly has your back.
Thank you for watching A Fifth of Something. We'll see you next week.